Nearly 50 years ago, one of the most devastating catastrophes swallowed up parts of downtown Galt as the Great Flood of 1974 became etched into the city's history. During the 50th anniversary remembrance ceremony, Cambridge residents reminisced about what they saw that day on May 17, 1974, and how they sprung into action or sat by helplessly and watched their town slowly sink. I don't think many people realize how warm and sunny it was that day. It was much like today, said Alistair McIlraith, who was in his early 20s at the time of the flood. I was stuck with a paycheck in my back pocket, because back then you could only make transactions at one bank and of course, mine was under a few feet of water. People wade through the floodwaters in Galt trying to help a man on his bike. Courtesy of the City of Cambridge Archives. McIlraith recalls being stuck, but having the foresight to run and grab his camera. He snapped photos of the flood and the struggle of Cambridge residents trying to escape the waters and make it to dry land. I've never seen anything like it or anything since. It was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Peter Rivers was also there on the sunny May morning as he watched the waters rise from his shop off Richardson Street in downtown Galt. Me and my business partner at the time hopped in our canoe and started pulling people out of the water and setting them up on Cedar Street. We had a whole bunch of chairs waiting there for anyone we could find, said Rivers. He notes they must have shuttled nearly 30 people out of the fast-moving water. Bystanders watch as the river spills over the Main Street Bridge in downtown Galt. Grand River Conservation Authority. That area was full of families who were getting trapped in their homes, so we were able to rescue them and get them to a phone so they could call their husbands or families and let them know they were okay. While these Cambridge residents were able to get out into the flood and either help others or document what they saw, Susan Armstrong and her grandfather Frank were not as lucky. I was just a little girl at the time and I remember trying to pile up dirt and whatever we could find near the banks of the Grand River with hopes of preventing it from spilling onto the street. Boy, were we wrong, said Armstrong. We had no choice but to stand there and watch the water wash away all of our hard work and sit back as it continued to rise higher and higher. A lady with hair curlers still in her hair travels down Main Street in a boat during the flood. Grand River Conservation Authority. Armstrong remembers vividly the picture of cars being swept up in the water and dragged down the street like bath toys in a tub. These are the exact events that remind us how fragile and powerless we are when Mother Nature decides to turn on us, she said. In total, the City of Cambridge estimates $6.9 million, $34.4 million in today's dollars, in damage, excluding cleanup. Rivers is glad that the city, region and the Grand River Conservation Authority have taken proper precautions to make sure that a flood of this magnitude never happens again. I think this woke everyone up to what could happen if we are not prepared. All it takes is one really wet month like we had in 74 and then bam, the city is underwater, he added. Since the flood, the City of Cambridge along with the GRCA has implemented flood retaining walls that can go up within an hour, according to city officials. Retired water management specialist for the region of Waterloo, Franklin Smith noted the flood taught them a lot about the environmental aspects of floodwater and how to manage a crisis. Back then, the region and city only had one person in charge of emergency planning. The region itself was only a year old. Hence, the saving grace from this situation was the quick thinking of the Cambridge mayor to order a water boil advisory after floodwaters ruined the treatment plants, said Smith. Claudette Miller was the city's first mayor and was in power during the time of the flood. Smith credits her with potentially saving hundreds from getting sick and thinks she should be getting more credit for her role during the disaster. She did something that no one else was doing and that was making the big decisions. The cleanup was a long road and we learned so much from this, he said. Now, 50 years removed from the Grand River taking over downtown Galt, these residents can reflect on this pivotal moment with humbleness and will always be reminded that when disaster strikes, Cambridge will always stick together.